Good morning. I'm Matt Miller with this news update. Search and rescue teams from Ketchikan and Prince of Wales continued scouring northern Prince of Wales Island Monday for missing 57-year-old fly fisherman David Ford from Ketchikan. Trooper spokesperson Beth Ibsen says Ford was reported missing by Takwan Air on Saturday.
Apparently, he goes all over Alaska hunting and fishing trips. He usually does by himself, so he's used to taking trips like this.
Ibsen says he was fishing on a creek that runs from Salmon Lake about a mile and a half to 2 miles down to the ocean. That's in Salmon Bay Lake. And a public skiff that is kept at the Forest Service cabin was found near the creek with some of his gear in it. Ibsen says searchers also found some footprints that likely belonged to Ford, but they appeared to be several days old. Klawak Search and Rescue searched for Ford on Saturday. The Ketchikan Volunteer Rescue Squad joined the effort on Sunday, as did the Coast Guard. She says seven Forest Service personnel began searching the area yesterday. The lawyer of a man found guilty of manslaughter last Friday says she may challenge the conviction. Ronald O'Neill and Tracy Simpson, both from the southeast community of Port Protection, had been drinking the night of August 7th of last year. Simpson ended up dead from blunt force trauma, and O'Neill was towing the body in a skiff when troopers arrived. O'Neill claimed self-defense throughout the 10-day trial in Craig. The jury found evidence insufficient for second-degree murder conviction sought by the state, but found O'Neill guilty of reckless manslaughter. His lawyer, Diane Tobin, says she's concerned the jury found her client guilty because they misunderstood self-defense law and wanted some type of punishment even with insufficient evidence. Tobin says she'll decide this week whether to appeal the case. Occupy Fairbanks protesters have packed up and left Veterans Memorial Park in downtown Fairbanks. The Fairbanks North Star Borough issued the group an eviction notice last Thursday, ordering them to remove tents and other camping gear by midnight on Sunday. The group left after 189 days camped out in the park. The protesters are a local spinoff of sorts of the Occupy Wall Street movement. A core group of about 15 people took turns staying at the park. They began the occupation October 16th. Protest organizer Forrest Anderson says the group's work is not done. He says the country's workers are still being sold out by the elite economic class, and the group plans to hold an event for May Day on May 1st. Weather forecast for the capital city calls for some decreasing clouds today, some isolated rain showers this morning, high about 52 degrees with some cloudy skies for tonight and a slight chance of rain, low temperature about 38 degrees.